I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, and I'm your host, Kylie Walczak. I have with me in the studio, Brian Eller.
Yeah, my name is Brian Eller. I'm a program coordinator for the Bicycle and Pedestrian Safety Program with the Pima County Health Department.
We're here to talk about the changes that recently happened to the Pima County Bicycle and Pedestrian Program. Earlier this year, for a number of reasons, there was a reorganization that took place. What do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, at the end of the day, what we know is that the taxpayers have more or less mandated that roads are the priority for transportation, and making sure that roads are fixed, that's a priority. When that whole discussion took place, the county was really adamant about trying to keep bicycle and pedestrian safety. It's been a great program. There's been a lot of great stuff that's happening around that. So we were trying to figure out what's the logical fit. And for us, it was a no-brainer that it could totally tie in with health.
What can the Department of Health do with the bicycle and pedestrian program that the Department of Transportation couldn't do?
The access to data that we have in terms of not just like the police data where, you know, you're seeing citations issued for crashes or hospital discharge data, for example, which would be another important data set. That kind of information can give you zip code specific data. So by looking at a lot of that information, we can figure out what are the demographics and what are the populations that are needing this kind of education so that we're reducing the overall rates of injuries in the populations that we're working with within Pima County. And the role of public health itself is really to facilitate connection with in between networks, right? Where we're kind of like a neutral party that can be in a space where we're able to have conversations with a very broad array of partners. So what that does is it widens the audience that you can work with, but it also broadens the amount of partners that you can work with, which in turn is something that can eventually make you eligible for more grant funding. One thing that we'd really like to do, for example, with this program is increase the breadth of middle school programming, primarily because we know that that transitional age between elementary and middle school and then between middle school and high school, those are key areas where you're learning health behavior habits that really stick with you for life. So if we can really focus in on gripping a lot of middle schools and providing a lot of education within that population that's evidence-based and has curriculum that we know works, then we're going to be making some changes that even if that middle schooler grows older and chooses to drive a car, they're going to be more informed about how a cyclist has to interact and experience streets and therefore should be able to make safer choices around individuals who are commuting by bike or by roller skates or by whatever method of active transport they're choosing to engage in.
So Pima County Bicycle and Pedestrian Program has long been the sole provider in the region for bicycle safety and education classes. Is that something that the health department is continuing?
Yes-ish. Our adult programming with Traffic Safety 101 or Traffic Skills 101, the mechanics classes, the Bike Betty programming, all the assorted programming that runs through the library with the book bike or the books on wheels, all of that is stuff that we also want to continue. What we really want to try to figure out is how can we partner with new agencies and other cyclist advocacy and interested groups to obtain grant funds to expand what's being done within that realm. You know, we're very open to partnership from community organizations and already have been actively working with several community organizations to increase those kind of partnership channels for increasing the amount of education that we can offer within the community. If you're in elementary school and you're wanting to get Ignacio to come out with a fleet of bikes, one of the best ways to do that would be to call 724-BIKE. That's 724-BIKE. That's the same thing for adult programming. We really want to encourage if you're thinking about riding or if you're wanting to start engage in riding, even if it's just to get on the loop, to try and take one of these classes. We're wanting to make it really user-friendly. You get a free lock, free light, free helmet. They're overall a great asset to the community, and we're really proud and excited to take on this new project.
Thank you very much. And for more information about these programs and anything that you hear on Pedaling the Pueblo, visit kxci.org.
Thanks, Kylie.